I am ready now.
Coming to you from the Radio for One studios in Franklin, Michigan, welcome to the Detroit Cast.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A show not just free of charge, but free of FCC regulations.
And what can we expect?
Surprises.
Engineered by Jay Timko and produced by Eric Beatty. And without further delay, it's showtime. Please welcome the Detroit Cast. Here are your hosts, Mike and Jay.
All right, folks. We're off and running. We're official, the Detroit Cast. New intro. And is it a Monday? I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Does it really matter?
No, it really doesn't. But yeah, as you noticed, folks, we had our epic new intro.
That was epic. I think epic is the word for that.
Yes. And we wanted to come out with a bang, and I figured that's the way to do it. So get used to it. You'll hear it every day. I've been telling Jay for an hour now. Every day. It's going to be like that. Every day.
Those you get big the kettle drums.
Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And Izzy will be a part of it. I don't know if you recognized Izzy in there, though.
Beautifully
done. Or howl. And yeah, we've got... it's an exciting day for all of us here at the Detroit Cast. By the way, I'm Mike. This is Jay. Timko, as you heard, engineering things. Eric Fady over here, the gang. And this is, we're proud to announce, the Detroit Cast. It has been for a while. That shouldn't surprise anybody. But yeah, we've got the new intro and some big news to talk about. Of course, we'll get into the draft and Monica Lewinsky and update on...
The Virgin Whore.
The Virgin Whore, exactly. We'll get into all that stuff. But first, I think it's time to talk about the Detroit Cast itself as a show, and we're all proud of it and happy with it, and it's time. It's time to take this mother to 5 days a week, and so we're literally sitting down here before we went live going, all right,
we're really going to do this?
Do we really want to do this? Do we really want to announce this? And everybody's on board, so...
Here we go.
Here we go. Balls to the wall, man. And this is going to be a show that'll be 5 days a week, starting now. And I'm sure there will be some bugs to work out as we go, like with anything. But yeah, we want this to be as reliable and
consistent,
something you can count on. Set your clock to, set your watch to it every day. And, you know, we're working through how best to do that with everybody's schedule, because until we start making actual money, we, the lives of the characters putting on this show each day don't start and end with the Detroit Cast, unfortunately. Hopefully someday soon it will, but right now...
Got to pay some bills.
We got to pay some bills, or other people pay them for us. Thanks, Mom, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting help from a lot of places, and we can't thank everybody enough, and we appreciate everybody's patience. And for those of you that are bitching all the time online, oh, why is the show only an hour long? This is bullshit. I don't feel like I'm getting my free's worth. This is bullshit. Well, that's why. It's going to be every day of the week, and... So relax. So yeah, with that, I hope people like the lineup. As for Jay sitting here, we don't need to go too deep into anything, but I'll make one thing clear. Jay is not a Mike Clark replacement, just like Timko and Eric were not Mike Clark replacements. Nobody's replacing Mike Clark. You don't replace Mike Clark.
You don't.
And Jay has no interest in replacing Mike Clark. I don't mean to speak for you, but I will. You don't have any interest in replacing Mike Clark. I wouldn't want to replace him. And he's not a replaceable guy. Jay was brought here because I needed someone who wanted to do this show. And it was a miracle that it worked out the way it did. Honest to God, dude, it seems fate-like. Seriously, for you to be available in the middle of the afternoon to do this,
yeah, things fell into place well. Yeah. I had just left when I got your text or phone call about coming on and giving it a try. I just left a job that I was doing for a long, long time.
Yeah. And, a professional job.
Yeah. And, and I for sure had come to the point where I didn't love it anymore. And there, and honestly, I wasn't really liking much of it anymore as well. So I had gotten out of that and into something a bit more flexible. And you gave me a call and I said, man, I'm looking for something different to do.
Yeah.
Something fun. And man, this has been
and
good.
And here we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Jay, because we had last time we had talked about anything at all like this. The reason I knew maybe like 99% of the people listening right now who are not thrilled going to work every day. I think we were talking at Derek's wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't it Derek's wedding?
Yeah, and, last fall.
Yeah, and it was and I've
after I gave the dinner prayer.
After you gave. A hilarious dinner prayer,
thank
by
you.
The way. Yeah, it was dynamite.
I was told it was the funniest dinner prayer ever.
It was.
At a wedding.
It was so hilarious. We should probably get tape of it and play it for people. It was funny as shit. but I had been telling you for 15 years, dude, you'd be great at this. You should. I'd love to do a show one day with you. And you always laughed and blew it off, as you should, as most people would. But I'm not kidding. I knew it'd be something that you'd be good at, and I knew it would be something that you'd really like. And I never in a million years dreamed when I sent you the text, like, hey, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm doing this kind of thing. And I never dreamed that you would be like, screw it, I'll try it. You know, and all you've said all along is, dude, if I suck, tell me. I don't, you know, you've worked really hard to do this, and this is your career, and I'm a lawyer, I'll be fine. I can take it, and believe me, I would tell you. If you sucked, I would tell you.
Well, thanks, man, and thanks for giving me a shot at this. It's a ton of fun, and like I said, I'm looking for something, or was looking for something completely different to do, and this has just been great.
It.
And you know what? People out there have been supportive. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I'm committed to bringing a good, consistent show with you.
It's awesome,
and,
dude.
And I'm excited, man.
Yeah. And
he's the one who sucks.
where Mike Clark comes in, you know, Mike is at a point in his career. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He doesn't, and I've talked a lot to Mike, and I love Mike. I worked for 18 years with him and did this show with him, and I've let him, you know, he's just getting to a point in his career where he's winding down. He's done it. He's made his money. He's made his name, and he's worked his ass off for a long, 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 long time. And he's entertained a whole hell of a lot of people. So the thought of coming in here and trying to start something where you don't really know where it's going to go, there's no guarantees, there's no contracts lined up, it's a crapshoot for everybody in this room. And everyone in here is hungry and wants it and is going for it. And for Mike, I totally understand why. You know, he's focused on like, hey, my dad's getting older and isn't going to be here forever. I lost my mom. And I think when his dog died, it hit him like, shit, man, I don't want to. I just knew he wasn't going to want to go 5 days a week. So long story short, Mike and I have talked plenty, and we've gone back and forth about, hey, dude, if you want to do something, this studio was built as a network, Radio for One Studios. That's why I named it that, to be, it could function as a 24-hour radio station if we wanted it to. And so Mike knows that, and he had talked about doing a specialty type of show, and I said, dude, do you want to do that one day a week for an hour? I'm all in, man. Let's do it. You know, if you don't want me to be a part of it, you can still use the studio and do it. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want. So what my point is, all doors are open, but for the purpose of the Detroit cast, you're looking at it. It's the four guys in this room. We're going forward, and we're going to work really hard. And we're all very, very committed to putting on a kick-ass fucking show, and that's all we care about. And hopefully we'll make people laugh, and hopefully you'll hang in there with us. There are other people behind the scenes, a part of this, who are really working hard for us as well getting us in the right direction. So we'll leave it there for now. If you've got questions, feel free to send them to us. There's a new website we're launching. You guys won't have to do anything different. Go to your normal place. It'll look different. And there's lots of new stuff. It's exciting time for us. And I just wanted to personally thank you, Jay, and Eric, and Tim Coe for being a part of this thing and making it as good as it is. And it will only get better. this show will absolutely, in 6 months, you guys will be amazed at how damn good this thing will be. I promise you. So thank you guys for that. Thank you all for listening. Without you, there's no us. And that's just the fact of it. So anyway, that is what it is. It, you know, we've talked for a while about news coming and stuff like that. That's what it is. And we'll have more news as the week goes on, and we'll explain exactly how we're going to do it all. We're still trying to figure it out ourselves, but that's the crux of it. So anyway, we should probably get onto the show, though.
Let's get on to it.
What do you say? How about that draft?
Are
you thrilled with the Lions draft over the weekend?
I'm not thrilled.
Not thrilled? Why? I guess tight end?
They got some pieces, some usable pieces, it looks like. But yeah, the first round pick, it's like I said last week, you know, you've already spent that first round pick. So no matter what you do in the next rounds, it's not going to convince me that your first rounder was the correct pick.
Yeah.
You've already, you know, spent that gold chip on a tight end. You could have spent that gold chip somewhere of need instead.
Well, when you think about what the needs for the Lions are, nobody would go, oh my God, tight end. If you get a chance, you got to spend your gold on tight end.
Yeah.
Nobody thought that. And it always falls into that same lame thing of, well, you took the best guy available on the board. And it's like, that's not what you needed. It's not what you needed.
Well, there's a lot to criticize, but there's a couple pieces that are interesting. The